Welcome to Magician on a Shoestring, the podcast, with your host, Gareth.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or even good night. Welcome everybody to the podcast. It has been a little while because I have been a little bit busy, what with the holiday and stuff with work as well. Oh dear, just one of those mornings where I've got no energy, and hopefully I might get today off, which is what I'm kind of hoping, so I can get stuff done. Actually, it's more, got a lot of videos to watch, basically, and a lot of stuff to learn. So yes, today I'm basically going to call the 1914 podcast, because a lot of the stuff that I've been dealing with recently has been from the 1914. As you know, a fantastic website, lots of good stuff, and, you know, there might not be like thousands of products available from the 1914, but what is available is good quality mentalism based, as well a little bit of magic stuff on there as well. The guys have been very busy, as so have I on the checkout. Hopefully today I should be receiving the Eclipse deck, which is an ESP deck, specially marked, the usual stuff. That will replace the ESP deck I've got in my current EDC. I was going to shoot my EDC video today, but I know it's going to be changing, so I'm going to leave it for the moment, give it another week, and I will probably do it as a video as we go through the little pouch that I take to work with me every day. Give you guys a quick rundown what's in the pouch at the moment. Basically, it's just stuff that I carry around, because obviously I work over at Legoland, so can't carry too much stuff with me, so I have a little pouch that clips to the side of my belt, which contains my all the stuff that I need for the day. In there, at the moment, I carry Peak Wallet, a deck of Cohort Marked cards, because I prefer to use marked cards, but that will be changing soon. What else I've got now? I've got a pen and a stack of billets, and then inside my the Peak Wallet that I got from the Illusionist ones, but that will be changing to a different one, the Orphic, of course. The only reason I carry that to work is if anything happens to it, I'm not too worried. So the stuff that I carry to work is very different to the stuff that I carry in perhaps normal everyday going out EDC. I'd rather carry stuff that if it gets damaged or gets lost, I'm not going to scream and cry and no, I've lost that, you know. So yes, that stuff will probably carry on in there and be used for work, just so if anything does happen to it, it, you know, my decent stuff is safe as they were, but it will change around a little bit, obviously. So yeah. So for the moment, that's going to stay as it is, because that may change in the near future. And plus, because it's such a small EDC, I've pretty much gone through it anyway. So, but if I go out in the evenings, as in going out drinking, yeah, like I do that anytime, or going out to the cinema, which I haven't done for a long time, I usually carry the Orphic wallet with a stack of billets, a pen, and that's probably it. I think in there as well, I do have the credit card effect for think of any single-digit number, and then we sort of use the credit card to find that number. Good trick, actually. Very, very good as well. There's probably other versions of that available. Also, I will be adding into that as well the Will to Read Mini, or Will to Read Light, which is a very nice version of a... I think you guys know what it means anyway. I think anybody's seen Will to Read will know. But the Light version is very much of a streamlined, cut-down, carry-everyday version. Though I've got to actually do the sheet for that and put that out very soon. I've also got to learn how to do the trick as well, which is a problem I've got at the moment. I've bought a load of stuff, and basically I've now got to sit down and learn it. So at the moment, having purchased quite a few bits and pieces, it's now that time to sit down and work. So to quickly run through what I've purchased at the moment, which again, always mostly come from the 1914. So if you go to the 1914.com or .co.uk, I'm not sure, you'll see all the stuff that I'm doing. So they've got trailers and everything there, so there's no point in me recreating or turning it. You can go and watch a decent trailer of the guys demonstrating the products in question. So at the moment, I currently have Mana by Lewis DeVal. Mana is a very simple but highly effective routine using four business cards or four billets. It uses a very simple process, which can be done on the fly, or you can pre-set it up, though I'd probably recommend pre-setting up if you want to, but if you have to do it with somebody else's business cards, believe it or not, you can do it. And of course, good old Lewis, he teaches you everything you need to know. One of those videos where, even though some people might say it's a little bit over-explained, I kind of like that, because it helps enforce and bring forward key points in the routine really, it's one of those routines where the work is going to be your performance. And as we know, Lewis is very hot on performance and he knows his onions very, very well. The other one I got was Distorted Visions by Jack, who's one of their guys. He's a more sort of, I think he comes from a more magic background, but he likes doing mentalism and he will actually use decks of cards in mentalism. And on some of the effects here, he will use decks of cards and other gimmicks that most magicians would have. But he brings him into a mentalist, or I want to say comedy mentalist routine. He does seem to like to use his jokes and funny bits as part of that, which I think is fantastic, which is sort of my style anyway. I'm a jokey, you know, funny guy. Well, jokey. I don't know about funny. Some people may disagree with me on that. But that's the sort of style that I do. I do like Jack's work, and I would love to see more of Jack's work on the 1914 site, because I think he's got quite a lot to offer for those of us who are, you know, perhaps from a magic background going into mentalism. You know, I'm pretty sure the other guys are as well, but he still seems to maintain that sort of jovial thing. But I think Lewis and all that still have a laugh. If you look at some of the I'm just watching the Eclipse videos at the moment, and there's some real funny to the camera moments there, so very good. But we'll get to that in a second. I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? So, yep, so Mana, that's the latest release. Fantastic, worth getting, not expensive, easy to do. One of those classics in mentalism, but done with Lewis's way of doing it, I think much well worth learning. Obviously, Distorted Visions, that's a collection of routines that are sort of mentalism, but do use a couple of them, do use some magic items, so you may need to buy some extra bits and pieces, but on the most you can do, pretty much, you've probably already got the stuff anyway. But again, Jack's teaching, very, very good. Do like that. They did a very good job on that one. I enjoy watching that video back many times, which I do because it's my way of learning. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, we've got Eclipse coming, which I've got the videos. Obviously, you get the downloads when you've ordered it. And with Eclipse, again, this is an ESP routine. Very well done. The guys give you everything you need. The only thing you may need is some envelopes, and there might be some other bits. I haven't finished getting to the very end of the video. That's one of my current things today, is to catch up with watching all those videos. But so far, watching what I've watched, fantastic routines. Again, high quality 1914 teaching. Lewis and Dee, fantastic. Really know their stuff, and I'm very impressed with their teaching skills. Very, very gentle and guiding you across the path of mentalism, as they would say. And of course, obviously, I have got Forecast by Mr. Craig Petty himself. I have the downloads because they were launched on Monday. So as soon as it hit that time, I was literally... And okay, one thing that 1914 has done in the old days, the 1914 only streamed their content. Now you can download it, so you can put it locally onto your phone, tablet, computer. So if you want to watch it in private, haven't got internet connection, you can download the files to a device, watch them from there. Absolutely fantastic. So yeah, and Forecast is about mnemonica, memorized decks, which as I still occasionally use cards, I'm not a mentalist to be, I would never touch playing cards. I think you can quite easily bring out, but everybody's different, depends on your act, depends on your style. You may want to use cards, you may not, that is totally up to you. But I think a good memorized deck is one of those things that's I think, according to Craig, only like 1% of the mental, 1% of the magical community only use, don't actually have a mentalized deck, you know, don't have a mnemonica or a stack that they know. There might be a mini stack, but not a whole stack of cards. This is going to be very much a long-term project for me, because obviously there have been things out there. Sorry, I lip smacked. Do apologize. Sorry, earphone wearers. I have, like I say, with a stacked, memorizing 52 cards in position, but you need to memorize them not only on their suit, but their position in the deck. So Queen of Hearts is at number 36 or something. And you have to learn that with instant recall, as they call it. According to Craig, you're looking at about 2 weeks using his method of teaching, which, by the way, the technique he teaches to help you learn is actually really, really good. And it's one of those things where... you can carry it around with you and you can use it at any time during the day, and it's something that will help build up your recall, your long-term memory. And he does say, you know, you're not going to learn this in 2 days. It's that he knows there's stuff out there where he says, yes, you can learn a memorized deck within 24 hours. Maybe there will be some people there who can do it, but Craig has the idea of being slow and steady wins the race. So I'm not going to be rushing. Even if it takes me 2 months to memorize a deck, I'll quite happy spend 2 months doing it, because it's something that you can do at any time, any place, anywhere. If you're sat on the toilet, you guess what? You can do it. Now, even though I've been saying that about Forecast, what Craig has actually done, because he's a clever little chap, is our Craig Petty, let's be honest. He's actually got three tricks that don't require you to know the stack. I think there's another three effects that you can use the crib cards for. And then the last three, obviously, do need you to have that ability to use to have your mnemonica or other style of deck memorized. So even if you don't actually memorize it, you can still do two-thirds of the effects that he shows. And I still think the first one he showed, his first self-working effect, is probably the best one, which uses two decks of cards. And it's any card to any number. And as he said, you can call that any card at any number, the way the routine's structured. It is self-working. Hey, there we go. And the objects follow suit as well, of course, which is good. So yeah, so obviously I've got Forecast to work for. So at the moment, I don't think I'm going to be buying anything more for a long time. Though I would like to order up some Providence cards from the 1914, because I do like the look of those cards. And they are £10 a deck, and it's like, but I might wait for a bit, I don't know. But I've got decks of cards anyway. The only thing is I like to use a marked deck, because I like that little extra security of, if I do something wrong, at least if with a marked deck, you can actually, you know, work it out. I was thinking if you were to take a marked deck and have it in a stack, the possibilities are endless, and you've got a lot of backups as well if something goes wrong. Because obviously if you can glimpse the markings on their chosen card, at least you know their card, you can change the effect and then use it as an out almost. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I love using marked cards, is because as we were taught by our good friend over to, what's it, Magic Orthodoxy, even he says his cards are marked. He says, you know, why, if you've got the ability to have that there, just have it there. It doesn't interfere with the cards in any way. Very few people know about the marked cards, and if they do, a lot of those systems now have pretty much died out and there's new versions in place, you know. So yeah, so I do carry my cohorts with me because I just find them really good. I might get a few more packs of those cohorts as a backup, because I do like the marking system. It works very well. But over the time, that could change. You know, there's always new stuff coming out. So, you know, it's, you know, EDC and stuff that you carry and stuff that you use daily will change. But I have got basically a lot to learn. I've got a lot of information to crunch my way through. And, yeah, I need to get that done, basically. So where I can get days off, some of that is going to be me learning a lot of magic. But yeah, I'm in it for the fun. I'm not a professional performer. I don't need to use magic to make money. This is for me, it's a hobby, but it's a hobby I enjoy immensely and have done pretty much mostly through my 51 years of being on this planet. So I've always been in and out of magic. So I just enjoy the learning. I just enjoy the fun. You know, that's the way it goes. Anyway, guys, I have been talking for well over 12 minutes. You're probably getting sick of this now, so I'm going to let you go. I am going to give a shout out to my very good friend, Mr. Chris Edwards, who's out on the... He actually gave me a shout out on one of his videos, which I do appreciate. He said he was going to do it. I know I've shouted him out a few times. He does have a lot of good reviews on YouTube. If you have a chat with him, he may even invite you to the secret group where he can go into a little bit more detail about some of the products he is reviewing. Really nice guy. I know he's suffering a little bit. He's a bit ill at the moment, but he's feeling a lot better, which is fantastic. So get well soon, Chris. And don't worry. Again, please check him out. If you are a magic business and you want to get stuff reviewed, have a little chat with Mr. Chris Edwards. If you just Google search him, Chris Edwards Magic, he will come up. If you've got products you need reviewing, get this guy on a ball. He knows his stuff. He's a performer. He's a worker. He knows the industry. He would be fantastic for doing reviews. With him, Magic Orthodoxy, Craig Petty, everything gets covered. Oh, Lloyd Barnes as well, of course, he does. I don't think he does reviews, but he does give out a lot of good stuff as well. So there you go then, guys. That's all the shout-outs done. I'm going to go and disappear off. I need to finish my coffee. I need to wait for the postman because my stuff from the 1914 is coming. And it might be that for a little while, but we'll wait and see. Who knows? Somebody out there might donate something to me. Who knows? I might even win the lottery. That would be fantastic. So then, guys, have fun. Enjoy the magic. Stay safe. Entertain. Enjoy. And remember, it's all good fun. Let's all get along. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Magician on a Shoestring, the podcast. I will catch you all on the next episode. So until then, bye for now.